tastes so fun, but gosh, you have to know so much.
We were talking about land the other day. Do you remember that? Well, what about the water around you? What kind of types of water do you have?
Well, we talked about creeks and branches and the rivers. We have ponds and lakes, tanks, man-made tanks, and
but then there's a rise in the land, you know. What do you call that, like up from the water?
A rise up from the water. Well, you don't mean beach, obviously.
If you don't live down in the bottom, you might live up on a high.
No.
And if it's not a no, you know, bigger than no would be a hill.
Well, hill around here, we certainly don't have any. We don't call them hillocks, I don't believe, but we sure don't have anything bigger than a hill around here.
And then bigger than a hill, though, would be a
mountain.
And then the side of a mountain where it drops straight off.
Bluff.
Or, have you ever heard that called something?
A ridge.
A cliff.
Cliff, yeah.
And two of them would be two.
Cliffs.
What do you call a place, you know, like when you said, I was thinking about that, was when you said you flew into Las Vegas. The place in the mountains where it was just low, you know, to come through. What do you call something like that in the mountains?
Well, a gap, I suppose, or a...
Have you ever heard it called, well, if I took a knife and cut out a place in a piece of wood like that, I'd cut a what in the wood?
Notch.
Would you ever call like a gap a notch?
Not in reference to mountains. We do use the word notch here, but in reference to a mark on a tree for surveying purposes or something.
And what's the place like down on the Houston Ship Channel where the boats tie up?
Dock.
And if the river suddenly dropped a long way, the water just fell, that'd be a what?
Waterfall.
What kind of roads are there around here?
Well, they're highways. The interstate or freeway. There are county maintained roads, city streets. Some of the county roads are blacktopped and some are dirt roads.
What about this kind of road out here? This isn't a dirt road. This
no, it's a paved street.
And what about those ones that are paved white, and a hard white surface?
Oh, concrete. Or cement, but concrete I think is more accurate. We don't ever say that a blacktopped road is macadamized, if that's the correct way to even pronounce that word, I don't know. But we just refer those as blacktopped.
And now what do you call like a road out in the country that when you're riding on the highway or something, a little road cuts off to the side, that's a what kind of road?
A crossroad? Do you mean, you don't mean a path or a trail, something like that?
Right, if the highway is along here. And just a little road sort of cuts off this way into the side or something.
Well, we might call it a side road.
And what about like a road from the highway up to your house if you live in the country?
If you live in the country, a road from the highway, well,
private.
We call it, it could be a private road or an entrance. It would be spoken of very informally, I'm sure.
Well, that's what, I mean, is this, you call it a private road?
Well, if it really were, yeah.
What about like a little way, between, on the ranch, between the pastures? Did you ever like have a barbed wire fence in one here with a space in between to drive?
Cattle gap or cattle guard?
Well, if a fence runs down, this is a pasture, you know, to the right,
mm-hmm.
And there's a fence along there, and there's a pasture to the left of the fence along there, but there's a place between the pastures there to drive if you need to.
Oh, let me see. Well, it might be a fence row, I guess.
What about a lane?